This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Time is spinning round and round.
All right, we got loaded phone lines here. I'm just going to post the order of how long they've been holding. We'll go to Tommy, then we'll go to Doug, and then Kristen, Chris, and Cindy. David Knight's coming up here with us in the next segment. I'll ride shotgun until that segment ends, and we turn it over to him. And then there'll be nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Let's go ahead and talk to Tommy. Tommy in New York City, or New York, somewhere in New York State. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, New York. How you doing today, Alex? I just wanted to tell you, you and your crew are smashing things here the past few weeks. And to Roger Stone, thank God you are who you are. I had one question and two really, really vital suggestions as far as Trump with the campaign.
Sure.
The question for Mr. Stone is this. When are we going to see a full unveiling as what would help appease the Cheshire Staff Sergeant Biggs? When are we going to actually see the unveiling of Trump's financial plan for the economy, since it is the number one issue regarding national security? And, I mean, we as the people, I mean, that's what we're starving to hear right now, is how we're going to...
Well, sure, he's put out some of the plan. He knows they're going to attack it, but Biggs kept saying, Trump doesn't need a wall, we need a plan. And I get that. I think we've seen more of a plan now. Go after the establishment. Don't let them have one-sided trade deals. That right there. Cut taxes. That's a huge plan. Kennedy cut taxes by 50% in one of the major areas, 30% in another, and the receipts into the government almost doubled. So the system knows cutting taxes brings in money. They just want to control everything. But what is Trump's plan overall?
Trump actually has introduced a very detailed plan. You can find it online. It's been praised by the supply-side economist Larry Kudlow, who's a very close associate of Ronald Reagan and helped put together his tax plan. Has several parts. Let's go through them. The most important one is Trump would cut the corporate tax rate below that of China. So China, our current corporate tax rate is 35. China is 25. Cut America's rate to 15.
And that makes the money come back.
Overnight, all those giant companies doing business in China because it's more profitable.
And the globalists wrote that to ship our jobs overseas.
Right. So they come back to the United States. They bring jobs back with them. They expand here. They hire here. They create opportunity here. Secondarily, the whole question of inversion. There's $2 trillion offshore that's avoiding taxation. Trump would bring that money back into the country.
And at DonaldJTrump.com, we're showing it. It's all there. They keep saying there's no plan. There really is a plan.
There's an extraordinary plan. And then step three, Trump understands that currently in the federal bank accounts, there is $1 trillion that is unaccounted for. Now, every administration prior to Obama has swept those funds into the general to be used instead of going for higher taxes. Yet those funds sit there. Senator Coburn, the former senator from Oklahoma, great patriot, has talked and written about this at length. Trump would go sweep that $1 trillion back into the national economy, back into the federal coffers. So instead of raising taxes on working people, we can use money that's already on hand and unbudgeted for. Trump has a very dynamic plan that would make this economy cook. You know what I told him? They're going to call it the Trump boom, the biggest expansion in American economic history under a guy who's a Wharton graduate who understands
the economy. I'll tell you, Roger, is that they're going to let him get in, they're holding the economy up, it implodes, then they claim, like smooth haulings, that protectionism caused the new depression, when the new depression's already here. That's my big concern.
I'm not sure that Trump would ever really enact the tariffs. I think he's using it as a big old stick against our economic adversaries. He understands cutting the corporate tax rate will flummox China like no tariff could ever do.
Well, sure, that's a form of tariff, but our elites put that in with deals with China. People think of tariffs as a classic tariff. China having no environmental protection when we have all this environmental protection makes it impossible to do business here.
Exactly.
So you make you say we don't take your goods until you put environmental protection on.
And Trump,
there's all sorts of games.
And Trump understands that the key to rebuilding our national defense, the key to rebuilding our military, the key to a strong foreign policy is economic strength, first and foremost.
Plus, you don't let them buy $1 billion fighters. You buy the fighters that actually work.
Exactly. So, look, I think only Trump understands how to make
great call. Great call. We're going to go to Doug, Kristen, Cindy, and Chris, and that's it for calls. We've got David Knight coming up from the Situation Room. I'm Alex Jones in the War Room.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Secret 12, InfoWars Lights, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, it's easy to sit on the sidelines and go along with all the media hype and bash Donald Trump all day. And I didn't really start even doing research on him until about a year ago. But all the actions he's taken are causing irrevocable damage to the criminal power structure that's hijacked our country. And so I'm not going to back him with half measures. If he does bad things down the road and screws people over, I'm going to come out against him. But I know the other people are bad. And I know they want to control reality and they want to make myself and my family poor to control me. I'm done. Roger Stone, consummate Trump insider, Republican insider, in the last decade has been exposing their whole system, the Kennedy assassination and 9/11, and influencing Trump, obviously, in a big way. He doesn't like to brag and says Trump's his own man. He is, obviously, but Stone's one of his major confidants. And, of course, was good personal friends with Richard Nixon and worked with him. And he's here exposing the whole deal. He's part of the whole Florida recount. He's the big insider, and he's going up against him because he's all in now because the globalists want to break this country and make us a corrupt vassal state. I want to take a few more calls and get some questions from David Knight and hand the baton to him. And then tomorrow, he's going to be speaking at Brave New Books in downtown Austin, 7 to 9. We're going to cover the speech and broadcast it on Sunday. So look for that 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time because this is a big deal what's happening. And a lot of people from the inside as well are moving this year against the establishment because they know the establishment is actually hijackers that want to break the country forever because they're threatened that America might actually try to resurrect itself. America must fall for globalism to take hold. Briefly, we are running the biggest show we've ever run on his books that are at InfoWarsStore.com, on the water filters, the non-GMO seeds, on all the nutraceuticals, Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Liver Shield, the Oxy Powder, all 17 of our products at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. And your purchase funds our operations. But this is a once every 4 years leap year sale. It's the biggest sale we've ever done, period. I didn't hype it. I didn't promote it beforehand. It snuck up on me because I'm so busy. Here it is. And we're running it until Monday night. And then that's all, folks. As they say there on Looney Tunes, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And the money we do make from this helps fund the operation. But look.
Alex, I've got to say, I'm a big fan of one of your products, and I want to mention it, Liver Shield. When I've been on the road doing, you know, what I do, the book signings, the speeches, the interviews, and I get off the road and I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I've been eating bad, I've been not getting much sleep, I hit Liver Shield. It's rejuvenating. I get mental clarity. I get better physical energy. It's a great product. I'm a big believer in homeopathic medicine, so I had to put in the plug. I'm a believer. Good stuff.
Well, it's concentrated herbs that are known to help your liver detox. You can just take it every day or take it once a week or do the gallbladder cleanse. It's unbelievable. It takes 6 days, and you take the oxy powder with it, and boy, on the seventh day, it is spectacular for almost everybody. People can read the reviews, see the informational videos, and I think the folks over at Media Matters and places should do it for themselves. They might actually pop if they did. And same thing with that lady over there on CNN. I've been a little bit sarcastic here, but I do want to go back to your phone calls. Thanks for the plug. I didn't know you were a
good
user
stuff.
Of our products. Thank
good
you, sir.
Stuff.
Well, they're high quality. They're the highest quality we can actually bring, folks. Plus, we know we're a target of the FDA, a target of the media, a target of the testers. And we want it to be high quality, but we have to be at the highest standard out there, InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage of that. This only comes around every 4 years. Who's up next here to talk to Mr. Stone? Doug in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome, Doug.
Hey, good day, Alex, Mr. Stone. Hey, as well, and my InfoWarriors out there, as well as we all know, America's the sickest country in the world. 90% of our food is banned in 160 countries. We have a DaVita dialysis on every corner like a McDonald's. When will Trump expose this, and what will he do to the corporations manufacturing all this poison that they call food?
Another reason, I forget all the good stuff he's done. He's come out against vaccines and said that they've got liability protection. They need to be studied. They're causing problems. There's too many of them. Again, I just forget why I like him.
Yeah, he's an independent thinker. He understands the problem isn't the vaccines. The problem is what's in the vaccines, the mercury and other products. You can imagine how the medical establishment went crazy when he said this. Trump's truth-teller.
Everything you keep saying about him, he comes out and I mean, that's his views. Where is he on big pharma, on vaccines, on eugenics? This is a great call from the listener, Doug.
Let me just say, stay tuned. This is just the beginning of the campaign. We get into the general election.
So he knows what he's doing. He rolls it out.
Well, one thing at a time. When he talks about monetary policy.
Is it going to be basically Ron Paul meets Alex Jones meets Roger Stone by the end?
Well, we can only hope.
Meets Donald Trump.
No one puts words in Donald Trump's mouth. I am neither a formal nor an informal part of his campaign. I'm just an FOT. I'm a friend of Trump. Just like I'm an FOJ. I'm a friend of Jones. And I operate completely independently. Donald Trump doesn't approve anything I do, nor do I ask for approval. But I would do anything he asked me to help him get elected.
You're like a little angel, little free agent.
Well, look, he's the last best hope for this country, folks. And that's why I've dedicated the rest of my year through this November to making sure that Hillary Clinton is stopped, and that she and her husband and her daughter go to prison where they belong because their crimes are manifest. But more importantly, that we elect somebody who can save this country. The hour grows late. Is Donald Trump or a thousand years of darkness for the United States?
Well, that's the plan. Thank you, Doug. Great question. Kristen in Ohio, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi. I had a couple questions, actually. My first one is, with all the illegal immigration stuff that Donald Trump talks about, wouldn't it be smarter to put sanctions on the big companies that are actually hiring the illegal immigrants, because that's why they're coming over? If they can't, you know, get jobs.
Sure, I'll be honest. The wall sounds kind of like just a big campaign stunt because people get it. But isn't it go after the employers and then also, you know, incentivize employers to hire Americans?
Give Trump his due. He understands the labor market. He also understands how, in many cases, you can't find Americans to fill these jobs. That is just a fact. But he's a giant critic of our visa program, unlike Ted Cruz, unlike Marco Rubio. And I think you'd see a completely revamping of our current immigration system to one that makes sense. One thing I can tell you, Donald Trump is not in the pocket of big business or big anything. Donald Trump believes in American sovereignty, and he believes in putting America first. So look for Donald Trump to completely revamp, completely rewrite our current flawed, broken immigration system.
Other questions, Kristen?
Yeah, I just had another one.
Shoot.
He talks about he wants to expand our military, but isn't the military one of the costs of the military one of the leading causes of national debt?
I think he says he's going to make it strong, and you could do that with half the money without all these boondoggles and screw jobs. The F-15 is better than the new billion-dollar fighters that don't even work and the $700 toilet seats. What's Trump's real view to crystallize
it? I think what Trump understands is you can afford a stronger and sleeker and leaner but more effective military if you rebuild the American economy. The problem, of course, is massive defense spending when you're running a deficit, when the country's broke. So he understands step one, revitalize our economy.
Like Reagan did.
Get America cooking again. Then you can afford a national defense second to none. Right now, we're spending on defense, although at inadequate levels. At the same time, we're broke. Now add to that that we decide, for example, to depose Gaddafi in Libya, but we have to go to the national credit card to borrow the $880 million.
Yeah, we got special interest in bringing the country down.
To bomb Gaddafi into oblivion.
Look, the elites have decided we're done. They're just stealing everything they can right now, like a hot stove, like you said. Kristen, great questions. I want to bring David Knight in for a question or two before he takes over. David Knight from the Situation Room. David Knight, do you have any comments or questions for Mr. Stone?
Yeah, Alex, when I looked at what Vicente Fox said, his effing comment, when you actually read what he went on to say beyond that, what he was really angry about was that 44% of Hispanics had voted for Donald Trump in Nevada. And I thought it was interesting. We talked about this a little bit last night just before the debate. Fox said it's not to defend our race. It's not to defend our creed, but to defend the nation that is hosting you. That raised a ton of questions in my mind. Because it sounded like he was appealing to them to vote on a racial basis, on some kind of a creed basis, which I'm not sure what that is. But also the fact that he says, defend the nation that is hosting you. Now, that implies, I guess, that these people are voting when they're not citizens, that they're simply being hosted. It all ties into the North American Union aspect that we're looking at here. But I wanted to get Roger Stone's comments on that, the idea that this
doesn't this show the insane arrogance of the establishment that the Pope and the Chinese communist leaders and the Mexican former president, with all his brother, one of the biggest drug dealers out there on record, telling us what to do? No, Mexico would laugh at us if we did that.
Yeah, I'm very familiar, of course, with the North American Union, as you know. Ted Cruz's wife, Heidi, has been a major progenitor of that through her membership at the Council on Foreign Relations. Look, Here would be my message for Vicente Fox. The Trump Justice Department's coming for your brother. They're coming for your brother. They're going to arrest him. They're going to prosecute him, and they're going to jail him because he is poisoning our children.
Fox, and you're going to be investigated too, Fox, just like when I bullhorned you.
Fox is a criminal. His brother's a criminal. Most of those in the Mexican government are criminals. And Trump is exactly right. They're shipping us the rapists. They're shipping us the scum. They're shipping us the criminals.
And then it's a con game like a raped woman. He sits there slapping us and choking us, saying it's our fault.
Here's the irony.
No, get off us, you rapist.
Here's the irony, and the liberals are going to hate this.
Political rapist.
Trump will get record numbers of African-American votes.
He already is. The polls show it.
Record numbers of Hispanic
votes. Tell us how he'll destroy Hillary, because he really will in the numbers.
If young black men are incarcerated in this country, it's because of Bill Clinton. It's because of the crime bill that Bill Clinton signed. These are people, black people, who Hillary Clinton said had to be made to heal.
Bill, in other words, she said that they were super predators.
Yes, and that they had to be made to heal. Look, folks, this is very simple. Black lives matter, unless you're Bill Clinton's African-American son, Danny Williams, in which case your life doesn't matter because you've been banished by Hillary. Bill Clinton has a black son. He's a fine young man. He's been discarded like a piece of garbage. And the Washington Post writes, oh, a DNA test proved that that was all false. No, folks, there is no DNA test. Bill has a black son, Danny Williams. Hillary Clinton is the one who banished him. Wait until African-American voters hear about this, and they will.
And that's why they're banning you all over TV.
Absolutely, because they're scared of the truth. They know when it comes to the Clintons and the Bushes, I'm a truth teller.
Well, I've read your books, and I've lived battling the Clintons, and I've lived exposing JFK, and they're dead on.
Well, I've lived inside the belly of the beast. I know the dirty secrets of the political establishment, and folks, I'm not going to be silenced. I'm not going to be shut up by the twisted freaks at Media Matters from America. These people are an adjunct of the Clinton Foundation, an adjunct of the Clinton
Foundation. And they give the orders to MSNBC and CNN. They literally give orders in there, and they follow it the next day. How pathetic.
Yes,
White House run dirtbag.
So what it proves is that that CNN is not a legitimate news organization. They're merely an adjunct of the Clinton spin machine.
Yeah, I say on that, Fox, I guess Fox is really great compared to them.
And Alex, that ties into what I was going to also say to Roger Stone. When we look at the way this debate was set up last night, of course, it was CNN and Telemundo. And I think that was also an effort. Everything was targeted towards Trump.
They can say, we'll see what Telemundo thinks.
Yeah, they're upset because Trump won the majority of the Hispanic vote. And so they're trying to play the race card, just as Fox had said, as Vicente Fox had said.
Even Fox this morning, the talking point was, it's whites that are angry. That's why they like Trump. What? I'm tired of seeing everything shut down. I want prosperity. I want lower taxes. That has nothing to do with what color I am.
Yeah. Donald Trump's entire message is aspirational. Trump stands for economic opportunity, for growth. I'll tell you what black people want, what Hispanic people want. They want a piece of the pie. They want American
prosperity. Like Farrakhan said, give us some of this dirt.
They don't want to be employees. They want to be employers. Trump understands the aspirations.
Could you believe that Farrakhan even came out to us and said, Donald Trump is right. You can't bring in all these radical Muslims because a bunch of them are terrorists and will make the other Muslims look bad. And I think Donald Trump might want to actually get the country going again. I mean, that was crazy.
And Trump stands for prosperity. I think most Americans understand that.
I'm going to hand this back over to you here. We've got more calls. I know you can go to them. And you got a lot more coming up today, David Knight. But any other questions here for Mr. Stone?
Well, I just think that's exactly the case. As we were looking last night, we had the Telemundo reporter that kept going back to these issues that were very narrow, like bankruptcy for Puerto Rico. And it's like, what she doesn't understand is what you were just saying there, the fact that he transcends all the demographics. And we don't need to be compartmentalized into this kind of balkanized reaction.
Let me stop you, David. Repeat what you said. Stone hasn't heard it. Just a few months ago, you were still on the fence about Trump because, you know, you're a pure constitutionalist. And I respect that's why I hired you. I don't control what you say. Sometimes we disagree. There are folks in this office still that don't like Trump. That's fine. I just don't need to be judged like I'm bad because, you know, I don't have the it's not a purist issue. The whole power structure is against him. He represents populism. If he turns bad later, That isn't even the issue now. We know what we got is bad. This is all in. How are we going to feel if they shoot him and kill him, set him up, his plane blows up, they steal the election from him? He'll be a hero regardless. So I'm just not going to sit here on the fence, hot nor warm, I spit you out of my mouth. I'm all in for Trump. I'll criticize stuff I disagree with. He crosses too many lines. I'll say, okay, I think Trump's got problems. But and I won't be ashamed to say it. I don't buy into a person. I buy into a movement, an idea. My gut tells me it's the right move. But you now are saying you're going to vote for Trump. I think we're going today to vote. You and I and others, we're going to go videotape it as well because it's early voting for next Monday. Everybody should go vote. And I got a little voter card in the whole nine yards. This is the first time, I'll be honest, I've voted in about 8 years because as a political guy, I can cover a lot of stuff, get millions of votes for people. But plus, I know there's so much hanky-panky going on, but this is so big. I'm actually going to vote today. We're going to videotape the whole thing. And so share your testimony of why you've now converted to, not buying into all of Trump, as you said, but you're going to vote for him in the Texas primary.
Yeah, Alex, when I look at issues that I disagree with Trump on, things like eminent domain, other issues of individual liberty, I don't see a difference between Trump or the rest of the Republican candidates, certainly not between him and the Democrat candidates. But what I do see are some core issues. And as I've mentioned before, the three core issues about globalist control. And I believe that I can trust him on that because 35 years ago, he's paying $100,000 to take out ads complaining about the managed trade. It's not free trade. It's managed trade. It's being managed by people outside of our country to our disadvantage. Exactly. And so he understands that we're at the core where these things are coming together now. When we look at the open borders, that's an attempt to balkanize the societies of the West, as well as to manage our trade with these international trade agreements, TPP, TTIP. They're going to manage these trade agreements with an international commission that is not accountable to us, that's not appointed by us. Senator Sessions has pointed that out. And so we're going to have managed trade managed by an unaccountable commission outside of us. And then, of course, you've got the climate treaty issue, which would be a globalist tax imposed upon us, again,
and he says
by a multinational commission.
He says vaccines have bad additives. We need to look at it. He says he's going to prosecute Hillary. He's going to investigate 9/11 truth.
Opposed to cap and trade.
I mean, he just goes on and on. I don't know how we couldn't support him.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of issues that are within the purview of the president to do something about it. And when it comes to liberty, we all have to understand nobody is going to give you your freedom. You have to take it. And I believe that's a fight that we really need to do at the local and the state level. We can do it with things like jury nullification, state nullification, things like that. We're not going to get everything done by a president at the federal level. That's just the reality of things. So we need to win where we can win. If we've got somebody that I believe we can trust, because this has been an issue for him his entire life on this trade issue that's destroying our country, on the border issue, which is a part of that, on the climate issue, cap and trade, that's also a part of that.
Absolutely.
I think we need to run with that.
And then they're scared to death of him for real, and he's doing things that no person who was with the system will do in their right mind. Do you agree, Stone, in closing, that we're seeing irrevocable harm to the corrupt kleptocrats that have hijacked the nation, and that regardless, Trump is dealing grievous blows to the system that will be felt for decades?
Look, Alex, I don't argue that Donald Trump is a pure conservative. My friends at National Review, and those guys are my friends, that's their thing. They're looking for purism.
How pure they are.
I argue simple that he is the best choice for conservatives in 2016 because on the big picture issues, our fiscal situation, our immigration situation, our trade situation, our foreign policy, he's the best choice for conservatives this year. That's why I'm...
Yeah, look, the holier-than-thou conservatives have sold us out. Their rhetoric's great. Their actions are bad. They can sit there and talk about, purist stuff all day long. They haven't delivered, and they're scared that their buddies that control the big pie and are running the show might not be in charge anymore. That's what all this is about, is they're afraid he's in there nuzzling them out of the trough. They may think he's worse than they are. They are genuinely scared of Donald Trump.
Absolutely. Alex, it's been a great pleasure to be with you. Come out and see me at Brave New Books here in Austin tomorrow night, 7 to 9. I'm going to speak. I'm going to take some questions. I'm going to sign some books. It's very exciting to do a grassroots thing like that, to see the real people come out. And it's extraordinary. People are hungry for the truth. They're ready for leadership. And I think more and more they recognize Donald Trump is the last best hope for this country.
Well, he sure got the establishment having a heart attack. David, I'm going to hand the baton back to you. You got a lot of callers there. Thank you so much. A great job with the crew last night covering the final Republican debate. before Super Tuesday. These are epic times to be alive for the viewers and listeners. Get involved now, whether it's local, international, whatever, your organic farming, right to self-defense, you name it. Now is the time to be involved. The future of our world being shaped. Don't forget to support InfoWars.com and our sponsors. And we're doing the biggest sale in our history. 30% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com. That's everything. And free shipping. Totally unprecedented. It's the leap year sale. It's bigger than Black Friday, and it runs through next Monday. Thank you so much, Roger Stone.
Alex, great to be here.
David Knight, you're in charge. God bless you.
Well, Alex, I want to take some of the calls here, but before we do, of course, last night was actually a lot of fun. It was a free-for-all brawl, and there's been some fallout from this. I want to get your comments about what you thought about the debate last night. One of the things that I thought was interesting that developed this last week was the push for appointing a Supreme Court replacement for Scalia. And I thought it was very interesting that the Democrats got together and offered this to a Republican governor from Nevada who is sitting there. That could have been very difficult for the Republicans to handle. But, of course, Mitch McConnell called him up, and then he declined the offer. So maybe they really do mean that they're going to allow the next president to select Supreme Court justices.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Reservoir Dogs, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's right. At one point when he was calling Rubio a choker, I said, yeah, liars to the left of me, kind of points to Cruz, and he says, chokers to the right. I think Rubio was just upset because he's Mr. Pink. You know, he can't get away from what happened, and the research is coming out. If you don't know what I mean, look up Wayne Madsen's story about Marco Rubio. And the other thing about the debate last night was just, and I mentioned it to Roger Stone, the fact that it was very clearly set up to come after Donald Trump just before the Super Tuesday, bringing in Telemundo. And I was so annoyed at the narrow focus of the Telemundo reporter. Everything was simply about Hispanics. What they don't get is that Donald Trump won the Hispanic vote in Nevada, and that's something that really upsets the people who try to balkanize us into these groups. I saw this thing on Twitter somebody put up, and I thought it was really funny. It's a picture of a dog, for those of you on the radio, picture of a dog, and then the CNN logo, the lower thirds, and it says, question, as president, will you extend off-leash hours in parks across the country, specifically Central Park? See, that's the kind of ridiculous, narrow questioning that we were getting from Telemundo. So I retweeted that out, and I said, well, was this dog from Telefido, or maybe he's a roving reporter from Animal Planet, you know, because that's the only thing they're interested in. They're not interested in the big picture issues. And that's what we saw last night. Very narrowly focused, in terms of attacking Donald Trump. And, of course, it did get Donald Trump angry. He lashed out in some Twitter tirades that had some spelling errors in them. And Marco Rubio, I guess taking up his new role as a little troll, became a little grammar Nazi about the typo errors. Perhaps Donald Trump might want to rethink this iPhone boycott. You know, maybe he needs to go back to something that's going to be auto-correcting or help him with that a little bit. Although, auto-correct can be your enema at times. But nevertheless, that's something that I think is going to come out. But he did have a massive Trump card to play, and that was the Chris Christie endorsement. Chris Christie had some pretty harsh words for Marco Rubio, as well as some compliments for Donald Trump. One of the things that I think showed that this was really a rigged debate was this woman who was screaming. Of course, we know they pack the audience. Earlier yesterday, we had the story about how only 6 students from the University of Houston were going to be allowed into the debate. There were 800 tickets, and those typically all go to insiders, to the donor class. But they went one beyond that. As we looked at Rubio's performance last night, and that's what it was a performance, it was pretty obvious that he had a list of accusations he was going to throw out at Donald Trump and just keep throwing them out without allowing a response to any of those. But the key thing, I thought, was the audience reaction, and that lady who was screaming as a big fan there. And this is something that Twitter has picked up on. See, back in the day, that could be very effective, kind of doing that like the sitcom laugh track. Remember I Love Lucy? There was always that woman, and for those of you old enough, but it's kind of become a cultural meme. I think even if you're younger, you may know I Love Lucy. They would get to this point, and there'd be this woman go, uh-oh, and then the laughter would be fed in. It was a canned thing. But you can hire people to do that sort of thing. This particular woman, as they point out on Daily Mail, and Twitter has picked up on it, Marco Rubio's number one fan, couldn't hide her enthusiasm during Thursday's debate in Texas. One woman in the crowd could be heard several times throughout the evening, letting out a high-pitched shriek combined with a squeal. The unidentified woman seemed to make the unique sound for only one candidate, however, Marco Rubio. Yeah, that's exactly it. So Matt Popovich says, Rubio, we know you love America, but bringing in an actual eagle to shriek every time you say something might have been taking it a bit too far. That's so there's a lot of Twitter feeds about that. And then this last one here. This picture is again, from Daily Mail. The subtitle that just about summed it all up, CNN subtitle, closed captions, couldn't keep up with the fiery debate because everybody was talking at once. So what they put at the bottom here is, in brackets, unintelligible yelling, because that's what it denigrated into. But yeah, it was a real reservoir dog fight. It was pretty amazing, very entertaining. But there's some real core issues, and we talked about that earlier. The thing I'm concerned about, and I want to play a clip for you. We began our coverage last night with this clip. I want to play something for you because earlier in the program, Roger Stone was talking about the brokered convention, how they're going to select the delegates. I think many people in the Democratic Party were amazed to see, and when they look at the delegate count, you know, you got several hundred for Hillary Clinton because that's where she started out. She started out with several hundred back in November. Those are the party insiders, the elected officials. And, of course, they get to vote however they wish, regardless of what the voters want. But they are posting those superdelegates on the Democrat side. A little bit more open, actually, about how they're rigging the contest than the Republicans are. But we had a rare candid moment from the RNC head, the Republican National Committee chair, Reince Priebus. And he had an interview with CNN's Allison Camerota. And I want to play you a little bit of this because it's absolutely amazing what he says. He makes it sound as if the RNC is some kind of a private club and they're auditioning people. Listen to what he has to say.
Let's keep in mind, you asked the question in a way that I think is a little bit...
Okay, yeah, let me give you that introduction. She says, isn't it time for the Republican leadership to understand they've got a front runner and to get behind Donald Trump instead of continually pushing against him, trying to bring up somebody like Marco Rubio, who's down at around 20%. It's been kind of his ceiling as to what he's got. So isn't it time that the RNC would start to coalesce around their front runner? And this is what he has to say.
Let's keep in mind, you asked the question in a way that I think is a little bit, these folks are competing to join us.
To join
us.
That's
what's happening, right? So they're competing to join the Republican Party as our nominee, depending on what the delegates decide to do or who wins the requisite amount of delegates.
Well, sort of.
Whoever
they're competing.
But it is a relationship.
That's what they're
election,
doing. They're competing to be the nominee of the Republican Party.
Yes,
that's
but they're competing to become the president of the United States. And so they are looking for voters.
Not voters.
I mean,
he's going to talk about delegates now.
Listen.
No, they're not. They're competing. Well, I haven't been able to make my point.
All right, go ahead.
There are two major political parties in America.
And he goes on to say, yeah, there's these two major political parties, and see, we get to decide. It's not an election. It's a selection. She says, but wait a minute, but we're having this election, and they got to be able to vote. No. He says, this is about the delegates. Listen, let's understand something. They have 150 delegates in the Republican Party that are superdelegates. So that's not as many as the superdelegates in the Democrat Party, but they have about twice as many of the twice as many delegates needed for their overall convention. They got like 2,400 or whatever. There's about 1,200 that are needed to win for the Republicans. Bottom line is this. There are 150 superdelegates in the Republican Party. To put that in perspective, you've got 155 delegates in Texas. So the Republican Party takes the second largest state and reserves about that number of delegates. California has the most. They have 172. But think about big states like New York and Florida. They've got 95 in New York and 99 in Florida. The Republican Party reserves for itself 150 delegates. Now, those are the party insiders. Those are going to be people who are going to support the establishment candidates. That's why Rubio is hanging in there. That's why he had a meeting in Manhattan where he had 200 donors come in, and he said, well, our path to victory lies in a brokered convention. That's where this is all headed. But I wanted you to think about the fact that he's doing that. And for those of you who are listening to this, what Reince Priebus is doing, the head of the RNC, is saying, no, they're joining us, and he's gesturing with his arms. You know, they're joining us. And I look at this, and it's like, okay, we've got two sitting senators, and we've got a sitting governor who I thought had already joined the Republican Party in some way. I don't really understand in what sense they are joining with us, okay? Is it some kind of a super elite secret club, you know, like the elite hunting clubs or whatever, the elite Bohemian Grove? What is this that they are joining together with? I don't really understand. I mean, does that mean that the debates are really nothing more than kind of a hazing contest for this elite fraternity that they're about to join, this super secret thing? You know, you gotta go through the hazing process of the debates before you learn the secret handshake and join with the Priebus. What is this about? It was beyond strange. It was beyond creepy. But it illustrates what we are really up against. It illustrates, I think, how this thing is truly rigged. And if they do something like this, if they shut down the voters, people are going to be really upset. As Alex pointed out, it is going to be outright rebellion. That's what they have to really be concerned about. It looks now like Hillary Clinton is going to be able, with a popular vote, make the case and not have to throw her weight around with a superdelegate. But if the GOP pulls some kind of thing like this, there is going to be a revolution. And we need to understand that these people have decided that this is their own little private club. If you've ever worked with a third party, as I have, you understand how they have rigged this process from the ground up. They rig ballot access. They rig access to the debates for third parties. Even when you jump through all the hoops for ballot access, you're still excluded from the debates. They do not want to have a different point of view in. That's what has been refreshing with the Donald Trump candidacy, the fact that he would come in and call Jeb Bush on 9/11, the fact that he would talk about the missing pages of the classified report, the fact that he would talk about the fact that we were lied to with weapons of mass destruction. Can you imagine any other Republican candidate that we've had in my lifetime coming out and saying that a former Republican president had lied to people when it is clear? I mean, it's been admitted. They admitted that they lied to the American public. There's no question that we went to war with Iraq and we didn't have intelligence and they had weapons of mass destruction. That's not a question. That's a matter of historical record. But nobody else would say that. That is what I think is really important about this process. Let's go to one of your calls here. Let's go to Chris in Arizona. You had a question about Trump on the Apple FBI issue.
I actually did. Hello, how are you today, Mr. Knight?
Doing good. Go ahead.
I had a question for Mr. Stone. About why he thinks Trump sided with the FBI's Apple takeover.
Well, he's not here now, so give us your take on it. Tell us what you think about it.
Well, I think maybe somebody should have taken McAfee up on his offer to unlock the phone instead of giving the FBI complete backdoor access to every phone, every Apple phone that Apple has ever made. I think that is a very dangerous precedent, and we've already seen too much encroachment on our natural rights as citizens. And I think that maybe being a good friend of Mr. Trump's, Mr. Stone should have maybe mentioned something to him about the dangers of giving the FBI that much power. We really should not be giving these people that much power. I mean, we've already been...
I agree. I think it is they're doing this simply to establish a precedent. And when I see the article saying, well, Apple gives this information to China. They're very malleable when it comes to China. We don't want to be China. China has the giant firewall. They have massive censorship and massive control of freedom of speech. They have access to everyone's data. We do not want to be China. If Apple wants to do business in China, they're going to play with that authoritarian regime. We need to understand that America is based on different principles, and we need to understand that our government is doing this now. What they're trying to do with this and the way that they handled this is very clear. What they did with Apple, coming out first and talking about it in the press, saying that they Apple says that they learned about this first from the press rather than from the FBI. Let's understand the FBI, the NSA, the government in general is violating the Constitution, the Fourth Amendment. They are violating laws. They're listening to us all the time with stingray devices and other issues. But they're trying to establish a legal precedent, trying to come out into the open, trying to say that this is going to be okay. We're going to pass laws, even though they violate the Constitution, we're going to pass laws to give them a access to our information. That's what we need to fight. I absolutely agree with you. And I think that McAfee was making the point that this information could be gotten to. They did not have to do this. It was simply to establish a precedent. And again, as I said, there are issues like this in terms of our civil liberties that I think we're going to have to fight with other people other than anyone who's running for president. I don't see anybody. Did you see anybody that came out and had a position other than McAfee, who hasn't gotten the nomination yet for the Libertarian Party? Did you see anybody that came out and said, no, we're going to stop this? Chris,
yeah.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm sorry. I had you muted for half a second. My cell phone was ringing in the background.
That's all right. Did you have any? Did you see anybody? I'm not aware of any presidential candidates, Republican or Democrat, who have come out and said, you know, that's a bit too far for the FBI. They're simply trying to set up a legal precedent so that they're allowed to spy on us. Have you seen anybody say that?
Yes, actually, John McAfee. Unfortunately, he's not very mainstream, and a lot of people don't know about him as far as running for office. I also had another question for Mr. Stone about his Mr. Trump's Republicans are stupid interview forever ago, and I was wondering if how much of that he is now ashamed of and knowing that it's coming back to bite him.
Was he talking about voters or was he talking about politicians? I'm not familiar with the quote.
He was talking about voters, how if he were to run for president, he would run as a Republican because Republicans are stupid and they'll, you know, pretty much vote for anybody.
Well, I think that's true. I would agree with Donald Trump on that. If you look at what has happened, and this is why I think the people who are flocking behind Ted Cruz are saying, well, we agree with him on principle. You have to understand that these guys have Mitch McConnell, especially Marco Rubio, working with the Gang of Eight when he ran for as a Tea Party candidate, saying he was going to control the border and then did everything he could to subvert that. Republicans have been led down the primrose path by politicians who have absolutely no interest in following through on their promises, and they do it again and again and again to the Republican voters. But I think the Republican voters this time have woken up, because Republican voters are looking at different issues. They're looking at pragmatic issues. They're looking at things that they can do for themselves. I heard an evangelical pastor say, in terms of the people that he knew that were supporting Trump, he said, look, they're voting for this guy who clearly is not a very strong, knowledgeable Christian. He's, you know, tried to make overtures to the community, but they're not really buying that. What they're buying is the idea that they need somebody who is going to manage the economy, who is going to do these other things. And perhaps these things that they're looking at, they're not electing a pastor in chief. They need to be the ones who are out there practicing their religion in such a way that people understand who Christ is, not to elect somebody who is putting himself up as some kind of a phony revivalist. And I think that's what people are starting to wake up to. I think they realize that they've been had over and over again by people like Mitch McConnell and John Boehner. That's why they're saying we don't want that anymore. We want somebody that we can trust. And I think one of the things that we can do is go back and look at his long-term hot-button issues, and it was the economy. Stay with us. We're going to take some more of your calls.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
The results are in. When it comes to seeing your favorite live event, being closer is better. Hi, I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We set out to make going to live events better by creating a way for you to get closer to the action at a price you want to pay. How? At ScoreBig.com, we work directly with your favorite teams and performers to get their unsold seats at unpublished prices and pass the huge savings on to you. At ScoreBig.com, you can name a ticket price and save up to 60% below the box office prices on the events you want to see and on the seats you want to sit in. All the tickets at ScoreBig are real, and there are never any hidden fees. And I'm not talking about the nosebleed seats to unpopular events, but millions of great seats to the big games, best family shows, concerts, and more, days, weeks, even months in advance. So check out ScoreBig.com.
Still haven't made it to an NBA or NHL game? The seasons are winding down, so don't miss your chance to save on tickets. And right now, save an extra $20 when you click on the microphone and enter code 3939. Remember, code 3939 to get $20 off at scorebig.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Your host. In this last segment, we're going to go to some more of our callers. And before we do, I just want to let you know that, of course, Monday is the 29th, February the 29th, and we're having a once-every-four-year leap sale. 30% off the entire store and free shipping on orders above $50. This only happens once every 4 years. 30% off the entire store and free shipping. This is over this weekend as part of the Leap Year Sale. And, of course, we're going to have a big show on Monday. We're going to have some surprise guests that are going to be coming in. And I am sure there's going to be a lot of stuff that is going to be breaking in terms of negative, dirty politics, last-minute stuff that always comes up before a big primary date, before the day before the election. We are going to have a lot of stuff hitting the fan. Probably starting Sunday, but definitely on Monday. Be ready. There's going to be a lot of dirty tricks. It's going to be an interesting day on Monday with our surprise guests as well as the attacks that I know are going to be released. Let's go to some more of your calls here. Let's go to Ben in Florida. Ben?
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call. I appreciate it. You know, you hit the nail on the head when you were talking about the debate last night. Lost in all of the circus and the reality television show, there are these Republican debates. Are the substantive issues. They never ask any good questions. And the one
thing it's always the same thing. Tell us your tax plan. You know, what brackets and what percentages, and the governors will say, I created more jobs than anybody in history, and so forth and so on. That's the thing we hear every single 4 years and every single debate. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, absolutely. And one thing that I'm dying to know about, Mr. Knight, is this. Where do these guys stand, all of these candidates stand, on congressional term limits? We don't know. They never ask that question. Do you have any intel on where a guy like Mr. Trump might stand on that issue? And how important do you think the issue is, in your opinion?
I don't know where he stands. I don't know where the others stand on that either. I remember when Newt Gingrich put together the contract with America. And that was one of the tenets. It was the only one, actually, that they didn't enact, interestingly enough. They decided once they had a Republican landslide, they really didn't want term limits. I think term limits are good. We've tried multiple times to enact term limits in various ways. You know, in the state of Virginia, there's a one-term limit for the governor, a single-term limit for the governor. The problem I have is that we've got a permanent political class. These guys come in, they stay in essentially for life once they get elected. It's very hard to get somebody out as an incumbent. Once they do get out, if they lose, they become a lobbyist. If they retire, they become a lobbyist. They get paid off. I'm even more concerned, however, about the lifetime appointments for the bureaucracy. Think about that. You know, everybody knows we have lifetime appointments for Supreme Court judges. But once you get into these bureaucracies, which are essentially a government unto themselves, they legislate without ever being elected by us. So we got legislation without representation. They come up with mandatory fines and civil fines where they don't even have to take you to court, like this situation with the drone saying, you don't register with us. We find out about it, $27,000, $27,500 actually, I think, $27,500 fine just for not registering with them. And they call that a civil action, just like civil asset forfeiture when they steal your car and don't accuse you of a crime, don't find you guilty of anything. So we have these bureaucracies that tax us without representation. They legislate without representation. They are their own government entities, and these guys are essentially there for life. So if we're going to talk about term limits, let's talk about how are we going to even get Congress
in the first place, to exercise their authority. We want Congress to write the laws. We want Congress to pass the budgets, not have these out-of-control, permanently entrenched bureaucracies. Of course, Rand Paul has tried to put in the Reins Act and other things. He has tried to address that issue. I hope it does get addressed by Congress, but we have to get people who are going to do the job rather than abdicate their power. Thanks for joining us. Join us tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the Nightly News.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.